and from Learfield Sports. It's the Kyle Whittingham Coaches Show coming to you live from Smith's at 8th and 8th tonight. Every touchdown this year is a Code Red touchdown. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get into the game. Pepsi's a proud partner of University of Utah Athletics, and that means every point after touchdown, I guess, would be a Code Red PAT. There have been a few of those. We want a few more of those coming up maybe this weekend. And the man that kicks those for Utah, he's perfect so far, is Matt Gay. Everybody say hi to Matt Gay. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good. It's good to be here.
Is life good right now to be Matt Gay?
Life is great. Life is great.
If I would have told you a year ago at this time that you would be wearing a Utah football uniform and kicking in the Pac-12 conference, what would you have told me?
Bull crap. No way. Yeah.
When did football first enter your mind? Because I know you kicked a little bit in high school, but I mean, you guys know the story. Matt was a great soccer player at UVU and having a good run down there for Greg Moss. Mm-hmm. I know Greg and you know, having a real good run. So when did football first get in the conscience, and when did you start beginning to kind of think seriously about it?
About halfway through my soccer season, this last fall, I had one of my brother's teammates approach me and say, "Hey, I kind of heard you used to kick in high school. I know a guy who knows a guy. If you want to go out and pursue it, let me know." And it's kind of when it first entered my mind, and the season wasn't going so great for me in soccer and kind of taking a step away from soccer. But that's kind of when it first came and approached me. So
when did it become serious, though?
About the new year. So about January, I had a meeting with Greg, and we talked about it a little bit that I was thinking about it, and he thought it was a great idea. I thought it was good for both of us to kind of part our ways and me to go this way, and so that's when it kind of became a serious thing.
You get the tryout. I mean, that's got to be unusual. You're a soccer player, so you're a varsity. I mean, you're playing at a high level. What's it like to come try out, you know, for Kyle Whittingham in Utah when they're like, okay, we'll give you a little. We got a kid coming back off a mission, but hey, yeah, we need a kicker. We got to find somebody to replace our old skier.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll bring a soccer player in. What was the tryout like?
It was one-on-one. Came up the first experience I had, and great. Utah handled everything great. I mean, I had such a great experience with the staff and meeting everyone, and it was excellent. So, I mean, the tryout was a little bit nerve-wracking at first, but once I started kicking, I felt good, felt confident in my ability, and yeah.
Do you feel like a football and not a football player right now?
Yeah.
Has it settled in? I mean,
it's settled in.
Only been a month and a half, really,
because
he couldn't remember, but was it second practice or third practice you were out there with the guys?
I got in the third. Okay. Third practice. On fall camp. So
you're feeling comfortable again.
Yeah.
You've traded in your shin guards for shoulder pads, right?
Yep.
All right. Matt Gay with us here. When you're playing soccer at UVU, good soccer player. Like I said, you played a little high school football, but was the plan maybe the hope to try and go pro? I mean, whether it's USL or NASL or maybe MLS, was that maybe the hope, or were you just playing soccer, not really thinking about it?
No, that was always the dream. Soccer is my main sport that I grew up playing, and that was always the dream as a young kid that I was going to go up and play. And played with a few MLS teams, academies, and had some experience with the national team when I was a little bit younger. And that was always the dream. It was a serious dream. And then kind of just took a turn. Life, you know, took a turn, and life isn't always what you expect it to be.
Well, sports is like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
always.
Everybody has that dream, but all of us, whether it's in junior high or high school or college or right beyond college, a lot of people hit that realization. There's only that small few that get to go on and live that dream out, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You were in residency with the U.S. Men's National Team. Who else was in residency? I mean, there may be some soccer fans out here. I clearly am. So I'd be curious, who were you in residency with?
One of the big names right now is Kellen Acosta.
Yeah.
I was with he plays for the U.S. Men's National Team right now. He's their starting right back.
FC Dallas.
Because
I've got a comparison for you. You've got a very Jordan Morris like build to you.
Yes,
you've got a very Jordan Morris like build. Because it was funny, a year ago at the Pac-12 football meetings, and Christian McCaffrey was there.
Uh-huh.
And McCaffrey, he's got a lot of soccer. His mom was an All-American soccer player at Stanford, and he and Jordan Morris were very good friends at Stanford. And I said, "Who would be better, you as a soccer player or Morris as a football player?" And he said, "Well, Morris would be a pretty good linebacker." But he says, "I think I'd be a better soccer player." And I think McCaffrey would be a pretty good soccer player if
probably
he would have put his mind to it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he played a lot when he was younger. So you soccer's done. You probably play pickup. Hackett and Phillips and all those other guys play soccer on the side. But when football's over. But talk to me about getting in with these guys. You know, new snapper this year.
Yeah.
Alex Whittingham snapping this year. So Chase is gone. Andy Phillips is obviously gone. Mitch was kind of the incumbent on that staff. So you guys have to kind of form a little bit of a bond. You're doing the kicking. He's doing the holding. Alex is doing the snapping. How long did it take everybody to get on the same page? Especially because Chaden was in the mix too, so you got another kicker factoring in there as well.
Yeah, fall camp was up and down completely. I mean, we had me and Chaden and Hasekin in the running and kicking as well at the beginning, and it was a battle at snapping as well. We had Harry Hanley who was snapping, and then he got injured as well, and so Alex Whittingham, and we had Noah Rodriguez who were snapping it too, so we were seeing a whole different look on a lot of things. And when Harry got injured and kind of settled in, we kind of got a little thing going with me, Mitch, and Alex, and just started grooving. So it's going really well right now.
So far, so
yeah,
good.
It's kinda good, yeah.
So far, so good. What's your approach? Every kicker's different. You know, yeah. Football players joke about kickers all the time. We have that fun, but everybody's got a different approach. You've got a soccer approach in your mind, but are you a serious guy? And I'll ask Mitch this too. But are you a serious guy when you're lining up? Are you pretty loose when you're going out for a kick? What's your mentality when you approach a kick?
I'm really focused in, but I'm loose and I'm calm. I don't take pressure too heavily. I mean, I'm pretty calm when I get out there. But I mean, I got to focus in on what I'm doing. But as much as technique and everything, I'm a natural style kicker. I mean, come from soccer, and so just got to split the uprights.
Well, and I was going to ask you too. I mean, it's a different discipline, but kicking's kicking. Does the fact that you played soccer and played at a very high level and you've competed at that level help, you know, kind of mentally prepare you and get you ready for this?
100%. Yeah. I mean, kicking's kicking. You got to change a little bit of technique. I mean, trying to keep it low and score a goal, and now you're trying to kick a different shape ball and keep it to the uprights. But, I mean, it's the same. And I've been in some high-pressure situations in soccer and things like that, but nothing with this many fans watching you and things like that. So it's a little bit different, but, I mean, it's all mentality. So you've been in those pressure situations, you handle it the same. So
now I've got to ask you, with your soccer background, give me a teammate that if they focused on soccer, one of your teammates, if they would have put their energy towards soccer instead of football, they might have been a stud. Kind of my argument with McCaffrey.
On the football team?
On the football team. One of your teammates now that if you would have been able to grab him 10 years ago and say, you're coming with me to the pitch, who do you think would have been a good soccer player?
I know Chaden played a little bit growing up, so I think
yeah,
he could have.
Now, don't give
no
me another,
kickers.
No kickers, no punters or kickers. I want a guy, a field position guy.
A field position guy.
Offensive or defensive guy?
I'd probably take Marquise Blair. The kid's an athlete.
I would put Marquise Blair at holding mid or in a center back, and he would just blow fools up all day long. Nobody would come anywhere near the box.
First one that comes to mind. Yeah.
Thanks for coming
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Everybody say hi to Matt Gay. We'll take our time out here on the Coach's Show. We'll come back on the other side with Mitch Wishnowsky, the All-American, here on the Kyle Whittingham Coach's Show, presented by Budweiser and from Learfield.